Morning. Sorry, this morning my wife could not be here because she went to be with the children, because this coming Friday we are leaving for the mission trip to Nepal. First of all, I'd like to share briefly about my testimony. At the age of 7, when I was a small boy, I saw about the Lord in my vivid, it's not a dream, it's a vision, I saw the Lord. And at the age of 9, I saw the Lord. And at the age of 12, I saw the Lord. And when I was at the age of 13, my father used to work in a Calcutta city. He brought a Gospel of John. Then I read it, and I gave my heart to the Lord. Then I was attending a school, and my English teacher was from Pennsylvania, and also my math teacher from England, and my geography teacher from Norway. They were all pastors, but they were underground missionaries in Nepal, so they really brought me in the Lord. Then I started doing the ministry in Nepal after my education. My wife and I, we got married in end of 1983. Then we started ministry in our living room. In those days, you could not sing loudly, because if you want to hear a gospel, 1 year imprisonment. If you preach, 3 years. If you baptize people, 6 years imprisonment. So even in those difficult situations, the Lord was working in and through our life. So whenever we have a baptism service, so we will be pretending in the river that as if we are swimming. So somebody will be playing guitar, and we'll go and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's how the church began to grow. So from 1983 until now, the Lord has enabled us to start 500 churches. And the Christianity Today magazine, they were doing a research, who is doing what in the country of close country of Nepal. So in 1992, they wrote a biography about us, Nepal Book of Acts. And following to that, then I was invited by the World Vision International to receive the award as the Man of the Year. Then they gave us an award, and so that's how our work began to recognize. And at the same time, press began to attack me, because we were involved in evangelism, church planting, and training the national leaders and reaching the destitute orphan children with the love of Jesus Christ. So church began to grow. At the same time, press began to attack, and also Hindu fanatics and communist they began to attack. So the FBI, they found out that they were going to assassinate me and my wife. So the American embassy, literally, they brought us here in 1999 for our protection. That's why I happened to stay in this country. So now I am a U.S. citizen, so I travel with the U.S. protection to Nepal. Also now there is a religious freedom, so we can practice freely. So please pray for the country of Nepal, because last year we had a massive earthquake, and also after that, we are close by India, east, west, and south. We are border with India and north, Tibet, China. So Nepal is a landlocked country. Because of the earthquake and different reason, the country is really suffering a great hard time. And some of our executive ministers, they have resigned, and they have gone to work in Qatar, in the Qatar Airways and different countries. So for a few months, I'm going to there and interview new staff, and also acclimate them with our ministry and train them and teach them in a Grace Bible College, and also administrative work and work with the children. So that picture you see, that it's our New Life Children Haven Nepal. We have raised more than 2,000 children, and now they are pastors, doctors, engineers, and the girls are pastor's wife, and they are working in a different capacities of the ministry in Nepal. So there is a saying, in English, that when the cat is away, mice will play. But that has never happened in our ministry, because those children, Timothy and Titus, that we have raised in the Lord, they are working in the ministry faithfully. And those pastors that you see in the picture, they are from outlining churches. Whenever I go there, I bring them together, and we have 1 week mentoring and teaching, and also nurturing them and encouraging them for the ministry. So, that picture you see, that's a Bible college, a dormitory for the girls. And now that building has a crack. So that's a picture you see, that's a Bible college student and the teachers. And that building that we built, it took 15 years to build. And now it has 127 cracks, so we are really praying to demolish that building and build another building, but that will be another miracle, you know, for fundraising, and it's very difficult. On the state side, we are working here in Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C., greater metroplex area, and with a university student and also different professionals, and we are lacking good worker. So right now, I am praying for one pastor family for the New York City and at least two pastor family here in Northern Virginia, and also one in Dallas City, because we have about 35 people in Dallas in the fellowship. From our church in Nepal, about 42 of them came to Dallas, Texas, and they have settled, and they are in Dallas Theological Seminary as well as Christ for the Nation Bible Institute. So half of them will return to Nepal, and they will work in future. So please pray. And I consider, you know, the devil tried to kill me three times. That once was in 1980, and another was 2000. The another was 2009. I got a massive heart attack. So the devil tried to kill me three times, but the Lord has saved my life. So I have a greater vision, and I am really refreshed, and I have a great passion and vision for the Lord's work wherever we go. And Cedarun Church, you have been so dear to us, and I have attended many churches in the U.S., but this church I have found as my home church. So my wife and I, wherever we will be, we will represent the Cedarun Community Church, and please pray for us, and we'll be praying for you. And you know, it's not always easy to be in the ministry. You know, when Moses sent 12 people to spy the land of Israel, so 10 people brought a negative report. Oh, that there are tall people, cities fortified, we cannot drive them out, we cannot invade those places. But Joshua and Caleb, they brought a positive report to Moses. And Joshua chapter 14, from verse 6 to the 15 verses there, when Caleb is saying, when Moses called me to spy the land of Israel, I was 45 years old. Now I am 85 years old. As I was strong, so I am today. But as the Lord lives me, give me this Hebron mountain country that I want to drive all our enemies and invade this nation for the Lord God. So in the mission field, you know, Satan is very cunning and very divisive. So wherever we go, when we are working for the Lord, it's not always easy. It's not always easy. But we need to have our focus, eyes upon Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And also, we need to be consistent and perseverance. And also, then we can invent the impossible. In a country like Nepal, humanly speaking, it was impossible. Politically speaking, it was impossible. Religiously speaking, it was impossible. And also economically, third poorest nation in the world, it was impossible. But the Lord helped us to build a church building that has become a, you know, national revival center that seats about 1,600 people. And it cost today's price. If you talk today's price, it costs about $2 million. But the Lord helped us to build that church and Bible college building. And we are now, many people we are able to train, and that from that building, it's a multifunctional building. So we are now praying to build a children home and a Bible college, separate building. So please pray for us. I'll be gone, but I'll be keeping you in touch with through email. And please remember that 18 hours, there is no electricity. Only 6 hours, there is electricity. Sometimes it comes in the night, sometimes it comes in the daytime. And also in our property, there is no water. We are really praying to have a deep boring of water, but we don't have the resources to do it. We are really praying for the water also. It costs about $25,000 to go about 4,000 meters down and pump the water. So we are really praying. So please pray for, because we need a water for the Bible college, children home, church, and also the school. So we have a college, Christian college, liberal college, and also the high school. So through our church ministry, through our children home ministry, through our Bible college, everything we want to, we are building up for the church and for the establishing of the Church of Jesus Christ in the nation of Nepal so that they can be a missionary. So through our that church now, we have a three churches in Qatar City, and we have a church in Kuwait, and we have a church in Oman, we have a church in Saudi Arabia, underground church, and Brunei, Malaysia, Korea. So through our church, so our children who have grown up, and now they are scattering all over the world, and they are establishing, even though they are a migrant worker, but they are being witnessed in the Hindu nation, Muslim nations, as well as other nations. So one, my wife and I think and consider, is this the work that the Lord started from? You know, it's a really surprise. And many times we have faced a lot of difficulties, but the Lord has always encouraged us. Our principal used to teach us, who was from America in the seminary, he used to say, boys, if you want to know the if you want to serve faithfully in the Lord anywhere in the world, you must know your God personally, and you must love him dearly, and you must serve him more faithfully, and the Lord's provision and Lord's guiding will be with you always, and he will lead you in victory. And Reverend Ravi, I think now he lives in Arizona. Mrs. Caroline Covert, she knows him, her mother knows, and he's 86 years old, and he called me and writes me email, and he said, oh, you are doing good work, and when I die, I want to donate some of the small money that I have for your ministry. You know, people, those who really provided training, they really mentor us, and they really supported us, and what we are today, we have nothing to glory in ourselves. Is the total grace of God and also friend around us. When we give our testimony, it's not our testimony, it's the testimony of Jesus Christ that he's working in and through us. So please pray for the nation of Nepal, and also the Lord has given us a big passion and vision for this nation. America is a great nation, but now we need to pray for the leadership of this nation, for the church, for the young people, and for the university students. When America is weak, then whole nation, whole all over the world, other countries will be weak. So America has a, as Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. So we really need to pray for the great visitation and revival in this nation. So once again, God will raise people like a Bill Bright, people like a Billy Graham, people like a George Mueller, Charles Finney, great a spiritual awakening may come to this nation, so that once again, this nation may send a lot of missionaries to the rest of the world. So there will be a revival. And so please pray. And I know, Cedar Run, you have a heart for God, and you are doing tremendous work, and we consider this our church, and we are very proud of you, and we'll be praying for you, my wife and I, and please pray for us. And There will be a great challenges when we go, but the Lord's grace and Lord's mercy will be always with us. So please continue to pray, and thank you very much, and God bless you.